from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Belle Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
That I shine with my mind and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from James Reed, age 47 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is November 28th, 1968. I was born and raised in this neighborhood. Now I coach here. I've coached for the Gators for the last 12 years. Mentor here, trying to improve the conditions of the neighborhood. I'm dug in here. My childhood, I grew up with a single mom, two little brothers and a little sister in Garfield. Went to Fort Pitt, Arsenal, then Peabody High School. Played football. We didn't have the Gators. I played football for the Morningside Bulldogs. And basically, man, my childhood was cool. I've watched the neighborhood go from a good neighborhood to a bad neighborhood and back to a pretty good neighborhood again right now. We're diverse. It's a little different to see white people walking up and down the street at 12 o'clock midnight walking their dog. It's like, wow. But it's a good thing. Our neighborhood's peaceful. It's not a lot of drama right now. I wanted to go to the NFL like a whole lot of people I came up with playing football, but as you get older, you find out that that's a big dream. You really have to be dedicated and have a lot of things fall in your way to be able to make it. But after that, I guess my goal was always to have a family, and I have that, so I'm good. I went to college for 2 years. I went to Waynesburg College. I was up there playing football, and at the time, I wasn't taking college serious. I was still not sure on what I wanted to do, and I wasn't all the way mature yet. So I basically was in college just going through the motions and just cutting up while Coach Bob and Garf and them, they were going to school and doing what they were supposed to do. And the end result was I left school. I dropped out. And they went on and graduated and got degrees and started building families. I ended up coming home selling drugs. Went to prison for 10 and a half years. And I came home. And it was a struggle trying to get on my feet and trying to take care of my family. And I found myself going back to the streets, doing things that were going to cause me to be taken away from my family again. Having Jayla and Jordan, my younger kids, once I had them and I found out my passion for coaching and how much I loved it, that helped me change my life and it helped me get away from the streets and become the productive person I am today. When I first got to time, I honestly was like, I don't never see me getting out. Like, how do you do 10 years? The number one thing is you miss your family every day. I'm a person who can adapt well to my surroundings. I watched a lot of people crumble. I watched people start taking all kinds of medicine and basically just almost losing their minds. For me, I've always been strong. And 3 years before I came home, that's when people started dying. My uncle died, my grandma died, and then my mom died. That was just like the final straw. And at that time, I think I had 2 years left. It was just tough not having my mom no more. That was my best friend. And wondering what was going to happen when I came home, because I really had no idea of what things were going to be like. Time is hard. It's tough. You go through a lot. You see a lot. Wouldn't wish it on anybody, not my worst enemy. When I went in, a lot of people that were here when I left were gone. People had died. My oldest son, little Hank, he was 3, and Christian was 4 when I went in. When I came home, they were 13 and 14. So I had to be able to build my relationships again with them and also build relationships with just family members who I hadn't seen in a long time. And a lot of people had changed. I changed, the neighborhood changed. So it was a big adjustment, but you know, I've overcome it. And the biggest reason I think I've overcome it is because I started going to church and I got into God. I take it very seriously because I think probably more than anything, that's the biggest thing that helped turn my life around. When I was in prison, I learned a lot about computers, and I ended up working in a business office in a factory there. And now I work in a billing department for the county. And when I was in prison, I made $1.06 an hour. Now I basically do the same stuff I did in there. Learning that stuff in prison helped me, but I would have preferred to learn it out here and not miss all those years of my life. You got to work hard. Nobody going to give you nothing. You got to earn it. You got to be focused. And you got to know what you want to do with yourself. You got to start thinking about, what do I want to do? What do I want to do when I get older, when I get out of high school? And once you start figuring that stuff out, you start going to people and asking, how do I get that accomplished? How do I go about being whatever I want to be? And you work hard towards it. Ain't no secrets. I want to live to be old. I want to be able to watch my kids grow up, my grandkids, y'all. I want to stay in Garfield. I don't want to move. I love my neighborhood. And I always want to be involved with the Gators in some capacity. I'll keep coaching until I get too old to coach, until my knees give out. And from then, man, you know, just keep trying to get back to the community and trying to make a difference.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Mark Fancher, Omar McCord, and Demias Kenny. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.